You are listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast, where we talk about all the best things of Beaufort and the Port Royal and Sea Islands. And today we have the awesome person, Andrea Hackenberger, on with us. She's the downtown manager and events coordinator. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. I'm excited to get to talk to you. As I mentioned earlier, just before we started, we're talking about the Shrimp Festival again. And so it's kind of like this anniversary mark because we've talked about it before last year. And so now we get to talk about it again and learn about what's new this year and, you know, see it from a non-COVID perspective or less COVID, I guess, perspective.
So yes, it is what it is, I guess, at this point.
Right.
You know, we got to take it with a grain of salt because we got to be cautious at one point.
Exactly. But awesome. So before we get started, would you just like to do a quick introduction of what you do with the Shrimp Festival and what the Shrimp Festival is as a refresher for everyone?
So my name is Andrea, as you all know. So I am basically planning the Shrimp Festival as we speak. I have so many hands in the pot with a lot of different organizations here within the city of Beaufort. We have the Beaufort Area Hospitality helping us out. We have the Chamber of Commerce helping us out. We have Visit Beaufort helping us out. So we have a lot of different areas being able to put one great festival together. So I do the nitty gritty. I do the planning, finding everything we possibly can find to bring Beaufort and the surrounding areas together to be able to enjoy this 2-day event. It's going to be amazing because it's going to be amazing. Why is it not going to be amazing? Let's ask ourselves that. We are being able to bring in different restaurants. And what the main idea is, you think festival, great, it's another festival. But the main idea behind the Shrimp Festival is that these restaurants have to use local caught shrimp. They can't be using just, you know, everyday shrimp. We live on the coastal interways. Why are you not going to use fresh caught shrimp? So
exactly.
Yes. So, well, and the main fun thing is shrimp happens. So like you said, with COVID, it happens. Things are happening. So Shrimp Happens became our theme this year. So
love it.
Yes. We went with that theme and hey, Shrimp Happens. It happens next week. So
love it. Love it so much.
Yes.
Shrimp does happen.
Shrimp happens. It happens.
That's great. I love that so much. And it's creative little fun, just, you know, nod to everything that's happened and what's
everything gonna... that happens. Yes.
Yep. Love it. Awesome. So you kind of touched a little bit on what's in store, but what can people expect when they come to this year's festival?
What's in store? So we have 2 days of goodness happening. We have live music. We have amazing restaurants, not only just serving local shrimp, but we have some new amazing dessert vendors coming also. So you can come to this side to get your good food and then this side to get your dessert food. So you got hand in hand.
Do they have to have like shrimp themed desserts? Just, you know.
It's funny that you asked that because the dessert vendors asked the same thing. And I was like, please don't have shrimp cheesecake because no one, but no, the dessert vendors do not. I do believe that the macaron place we have are going to have a little shrimp on there. So they're getting a little twist in there. They're going to have it fun. But no, the desserts can focus just on the sweets.
Perfect.
We are having an educational center to talk about our waterways. We're having boat tours. We're having a kids' corner with a kazoo performer and juggler.
Yay!
And a face painter. So we're going to have all of this over 2 days. So we're going to have a lot for everybody. And Forrest Gump is going to be making an appearance.
What? Amazing.
Yes, right? Who doesn't love Forrest Gump, especially during Shrimp Happens?
No,
and we're
like
having a 5K.
Perfect time.
Right? And, you know, like, we need to see it, especially since it's happening all in Beaufort while this is where Forrest Gump is filmed.
Yeah, so. I know. Yeah, that's a good point. We've talked about it in previous episodes, but for anyone that's new or hasn't been here, Forrest Gump was filmed in Beaufort. So it's like the perfect little nod to include in their Shrimp Festival. And I love
yes.
that so much.
And we do try to bring it in as much as we can. So with Forrest Gump coming during the Shrimp Festival, here is our little tribute to them again.
It's perfect. So I know you mentioned that you have like a kids corner. So clearly it's kids friendly. What else is there like going on for kids, or how can you like engage your kids in this festival as well?
So on Saturday, the hours are 11 to 4. The music that we're having with the live bands are all kid friendly. There's not going to be anything where you're like, we can't let our kids listen to that. We'll have local music. The Paris Island Rock Band will be there.
Nice.
We'll have the Education Center, which is going to be hands on. So the kids will be able to learn more about like recycling and the coastal interways and what they should be learning about regardless, because we do live here on the coast. So it's a really good informational center about that. And then the section, the kids corner section, which is going to be located near our playground, we'll have the kids kazoo performer and a juggler where they'll be able to get up and actually interact with him and do performances with him.
Oh, that's so fun.
And they can get kazoos with it. So
yay.
Because we do have a kazoo factory here in town, so it incorporates yes. more of our businesses here.
I love that you found a way to incorporate the kazoo factory. It's a fun little place to go and visit.
It is amazing. And one of our big things here in Beaufort is always incorporating different companies and businesses and always, you know, support small businesses, support local. And this is, it's a good focus. And then in that same corner, we'll have a local here for a small fee doing face painting. So come Fine. Get your kids face painted, have them listen to music, get them a sweet treat, listen to music, you know.
There you go. Dude, I'd get my face painted, you know, okay. want a nice shrimp across my face, like curling up on my cheek.
Only if it says shrimp happens across your forehead, please. Too.
Yes, of course.
Yes. You know, gotta get that.
Iconic.
Yes.
I love it. So you mentioned Saturday's hours are Sunday's hours the same. Is it Saturday and Sunday or is it Friday and Saturday?
Friday and Saturday.
That's
so
right.
Saturday's 11 to 4 and then Friday will start at 5. At 5:30, we'll have a starting with music. We'll have a local performer. And then at 7, we'll go to the TAMS. A nice, you know, music group, and they will perform until 10 p.m. And over those 2 days, we're also going to have a craft market. So they will be all day long both those days.
Very nice. Lots to do.
Lots to do.
Experience. I love it. Cool. So I know, as you mentioned, you have the restaurants that are challenged to incorporate the shrimp that you guys catch locally there.
Yeah.
What restaurants are participating this year?
Oh, good question. So restaurants, we have Kewan Bay, which is a local here on our main street. We have the Surge Market, the Surge Group, I mean, and they are out of Hilton Head. They'll have two different restaurants. We have Sea Eagle Market, which is here out of Beaufort again. And then we have Marker 244, which is located out of Port Royal. For desserts...
Yes,
I saw your eyes looking at me. I was like, okay, we want some desserts.
Always.
We got Island Fudge, which is based out of Hilton Head. We got Brewster's because yes. ice cream. Let's be
Everyone
real.
Wants ice cream.
Yeah. Toot Sweet Macarons, which is based out of Port Royal, new on business. And then we have Buss's Creamery.
So amazing.
It's a nice plethora and mixture of good foods. And I've been looking at their menus already, figuring out what I want.
Perfect.
And in order to get the food, please remember you need to buy tickets. Everything is ticket based. So I'm trying to reiterate that they won't accept cash at the, when you go up to go buy it, you got to give them a ticket. So and each ticket is $1.
Perfect. So yes. on that, where can they purchase the tickets?
You can go online to BeaufortShrimpFestival.com. I think that's the website. Yep. Okay.
Yes, it is. I have it yep. pulled up right now.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I was making sure it wasn't Shrimp Fest, but it's BeaufortShrimpFestival.com. Or you can buy it in person, cash or card, at one of our booths that are there at the festival on both days.
Perfect. Yeah. I figured yes. we should let people know where they can find that so that they know how to get the good food, because you don't want to miss out on that.
You don't. I'm telling you, these menus, I'm hungry already.
Awesome. Speaking of the menus, where can people see them or can they see them beforehand?
We have not posted them yet. We are waiting to get them printed first before we go ahead and release. We've been giving the restaurants a few last minute days to see if they wanted to change anything. So no sneak peeks as of this moment. We may allow it to slip the few days before, like the Wednesday beforehand, but at this moment. It's only been my eyes thus far.
Nice. So you get the advantage, you know?
I do get the advantage.
You're like, this is what I get for being the events coordinator.
Well, no one's let me taste test yet, so, you know, I don't get the top privilege yet.
There you go. You have a high privilege, just not the highest. So
well, not yet. Well, hopefully they'll hear this and be like, let's get her some shrimp.
There you go. I do love shrimp, so I'd be a little envious of you.
Yes, shrimp's my favorite.
Same. Every time we talk about the shrimp festival, I'm like, I want shrimp now. Like, as soon as we get off this episode, I'm going to be like, where can I go find some shrimp?
Just wait another week and a half.
Right? Just hang tight.
Just come to me.
Perfect. So I know that there's also a competition aspect that is usually involved with the shrimp festival. Is that happening again this year?
Yeah, well, it's a race this year. So the Sea Island Rotary, which is a nonprofit, they are selling a rubber shrimp. And it literally is like a rubber duck, but it's a shrimp with like a life raft around its waist. It's amazing looking. And you buy one for $10, or you can buy like 10 for $10 each, and they'll drop them in our waterway and they'll race. And the first 10 win a prize. So you get assigned a number and they will all win a prize. And then there's a chance to win $30,000.
Oh my gosh. That's a pretty awesome win right there.
It is amazing. So yes, come support Sea Island Rotary. They give a lot back to the Beaufort County and Beaufort City. And so they're a great organization.
That's a fun. Do people get to keep their little shrimp floaters?
They don't, unfortunately. Oh. Yeah, I know. I got to see them the last week. I was like, I need this. It's like the rubber ducks, where everyone's like, the rubber ducks are so cool. Like, this one was absolutely amazing. But it's okay. They need them to race them every year. So
that's valid. I guess that's fair. But that's so fun.
They're so fun. And it's so fun to watch all of these little like rubber ducks floating around the water. Like every year, you're like, what is going on in there? But go support Sea Island Rotary.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I want to participate. So just watching it, I'm just imagining them all just floating in the river and yelling at an inanimate object going, I need to win.
Well, exactly. If you go onto our website, you could see like a giant picture, because the Sea Island Rotary is linked on that website. So you'll see these people in boats and all of these like, yellow things in the water. And you're like, what is all that? And it's those shrimp. So I can only imagine like how aggressive people get to like yell at these inanimate objects.
Right.
Because that $30,000 is a lot.
Right? That's like, I want to win.
Yeah, that's life-changing sometimes. Like,
seriously. Hmm. Love it.
Fantastic.
So much.
Yes.
Perfect. So since you can't keep your little like rubber duck shrimp, what merchandise is available?
I love how you call it a rubber duck shrimp, and now I will always call it a rubber duck shrimp. Or a rubber shrimp duck.
Ooh, I like that one too.
Yeah. We got some great shirts available. We got long sleeve shirts and short sleeve shirts. And well, you can buy both, but we have them in multiple colors. And then we also have koozies with our logo on it this year. And then lastly, we have shrimp necklaces. We have little shrimps going around it, and, you know, get festive for it this year. So look for us with the shrimp necklaces. Look for Forrest Gump with the shrimp necklace. It's going to be an amazing event.
Love it. That's so much fun. What are you looking the most forward to about the festival?
Hopefully that it will be a 2 days of everyone finally just remembering what reality used to be like. It's been a hard almost 2 years. It was supposed to be a 14-day event. We're on almost 2 years, and it's been hard for everybody. So I'm hoping to give back to the community what they're asking, what they're wanting, what they're needing. And so I'm just really looking forward to smiling faces, a great calm time, let's put it that way, a safe, good time, and just all around great food, good music, and laughter.
I think those are all wonderful things to be looking forward to, especially like you mentioned, the last almost 2 years. It's been a wild ride. So, you know, something to look forward to, including watching your rubber ducks go down the waterway. Might win some good money, get some good food and desserts, like music. I love live music. I'm sure that most people do. So that would be a highlight for me. Your kids have everything. So, you know, it's going to be a good time.
We're hoping it's going to be a great time. We're hoping that, you know, all those disturbances in the water that keep popping up, we hope that they just disappear for the weekend, that it just be a beautiful, beautiful day.
Right. You're like, just knock on some wood. And
knock on everything right now. Like,
right.
There's not enough wood in this office, but we're going to keep knocking.
You're like, we'll go knock on some tabby maybe. That'll, you know, get the Beaufort good luck in there.
Yes, we need some of that.
Right. No, it's good. I love it. So I just have one last question for you. Well, that's a lie. I have two questions for you. First of all, where can people find more information about the Shrimp Festival?
They can go on our website, like I mentioned it before, BeaufortShrimpFestival.com. There's a lot there. Or they can visit the City of Beaufort's website and come find my information. I'm all over that website. So they can call us, email me. My email is also at the bottom of that website I spoke about. And they can call and email, and we'll be happy to help them in any way we can.
Perfect. And then my next question is, if you could have anyone in the Beaufort, Port Royal, Sea Islands area on this podcast, who do you think would be a good fit for us to talk to next?
Jonathan Sullivan with the Beaufort Area Hospitality Association.
Very nice. Do you have a reason why you think he'd be a good fit for us?
Jonathan's been helping us out a lot with the Shrimp Festival. He does a lot with the hospitality, with the hotels, with the weddings, with everything food related, hospitality related. And he would just be good to let people know that want to come into the area what's here to offer on his side. I do the events, he does the hospitality. So
perfect.
I think
tag team right there.
Yeah, I think he would be a fantastic fit for this.
That's great. Thank you so much. Is there any last things you want to share about the Shrimp Festival, about reasons people should come visit Beaufort, or just even something you love about Beaufort or think that people need to try when they're in the area?
Please come visit Beaufort. We have events almost every single month. There's something always here. We're always happy to help. I'm not from here. I'm from Philadelphia. So this has become my favorite small town that I've ever lived in. So we're happy to have anyone anytime they come here and happy to answer any questions. Shrimp Festival is going to be a great time. We have great things planned for everybody. And if you don't make it this time, we have another festival coming up in the next few months. So we can't wait to see you then.
Perfect. Okay, I do have to ask actually, though, really quick. If you're originally from Philadelphia, how did you make your way to Beaufort?
My husband's an active duty Marine, so we got
stationed
here.
That'll do it.
Yes.
honestly, lucky you, though, because I don't think you could have been stationed in a better location.
Well, we've been moving around for the past 15 years, so, and this has been one of the best now. So we got very, very lucky for one of our last moves.
Very nice. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Andrea. It's been really fun to talk to you. I've enjoyed this conversation and learning so much more about the Shrimp Festival. It's always fun to see how you guys get creative each year and, you know, add to it and make it your own.
Well, thank you. It's been so much fun to have you guys with me today and talking to you guys about what's to come.
No, it's awesome. It's going to be good. And then thank you everyone that's tuned in and listened. Also, I'd just like to highlight the fact that if you were unaware, our lovely little podcast has won a Communicator Award for being one of the best podcasts. So we're really proud of that. And thank you all for taking time to listen to this podcast and helping make it what it is. We hope to see you all next time and have a great day. Hey everyone, just wanted to pop back in here real quick and introduce you to Ashley Houck from the Beaufort Area of Hospitality Association. She's got some awesome things to tell us about Baja, and we're excited to have her.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Would you mind just explaining what the Beaufort Area of Hospitality Association is and what they do?
Yes. So we are a 501c6 not-for-profit corporation. Baja basically provides a unified voice to local government and the community while serving and strengthening the hospitality industry here in Beaufort, and specifically Northern Beaufort County.
Awesome. So what are some of the things that you guys do specifically within Beaufort?
So we advocate, we do innovative programming, we build business relationships, and we work to cultivate and unify the hospitality industry so that it's healthy and vibrant. So some different programs that we've been working on as of lately, we rolled out a healthcare initiative. So this is a direct primary care program that we worked with Beaufort Memorial Hospital on. It is fantastic. It just rolled out last month. It's basically direct primary care, very similar to concierge medicine. We found that that was one of the weaknesses in our areas, that our industry was underserved health-wise. So, you know, we want to work on workforce and affordable housing, healthcare, transportation. And so healthcare, we kind of crossed that off. So if you work in Northern Beaufort County in the hospitality industry, you have access to affordable healthcare at $50 a month. So we're really excited about that.
Oh, I love that. So how did, do you know how the Beaufort Area Hospitality Association got started? Also, I love that your acronym is BAHA.
BAHA, yeah. So the Beaufort Area Hospitality Association, BAHA, it was formed in spring of 2018. And that was when several representatives from the industry, they came together to create a local network of lodging, restaurant, food service, merchants, and other businesses and attractions that were engaged in the industry in Beaufort. And so that's where it all started. So we're a fairly new organization, but nonetheless, we have done some pretty significant things, pretty impactful things, I guess I should say. We not only do things that support the industry and strengthen it, but we started the Beaufort Oyster Festival.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so this will be kind of the third year running. Last year we had the full festival, but COVID, you know, safety precautions were put into place. This year we're hoping to have the big festival that everyone wants to see at the Waterfront Park in Beaufort and celebrating the culture and all that good stuff that the Lowcountry has to offer.
Yes, we love that. When do you normally host that festival?
The Oyster Festival is held in January. I believe it's the second week of January and runs for a week long. We pair it with Restaurant Week. So okay. We get all the restaurants involved. We get the downtown merchants involved. They do a little bit of a celebration. They did a sidewalk sale last year. We get some of the different nonprofits in the area. We're hoping to do a run with it and just be a big celebration in January.
That's fantastic. I love it. I'm sure you guys are already starting to plan everything for that, even though January is still a few months away.
Yeah, it takes a lot. It takes an army for these festivals.
No, they're so cool. Beaufort has some of the best festivals, I feel like, and so many of them revolve around food, which I am here for. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm originally from West Virginia, and we moved down here, and I'd never ate oysters. And they're like, oh, by the way, you're going to plan an oyster festival. So many people were like, oh, well, what's your favorite type of oyster? How do you like it prepared? And I'm sitting here going, I better try some oysters. So,
yep, you're like, time to dive into some oysters. Well, now that you have, I'm assuming, tried some, do you have a favorite type of oyster or one that you think everyone should try?
Yeah. See, I believe that it's kind of personal to a person, you know, a personalized choice. But I love Oyster Rockefeller. I love a roasted oyster. I think they're called, what are they called? You put it on a Ritz cracker with hot sauce and horseradish, and then you just eat it steamed. And then, of course, oyster shooters. But I don't really like to tell people that, you know, I like shooting oysters with vodka, but it's really good.
You're just like, this is a secret, but I do love this. Also, I'm not sure what the cracker one is called either, but that sounded amazing. So
I think it's called a Red Rooster or something. I believe that's what it's called, but I don't remember. But yeah, it's, and I love the ambience and the atmosphere of it, because we came down and you get your oyster table and you dump your oysters out and you all stand around this table with all these oysters and you're talking and enjoying it. It's just, it's a complete aesthetic in its own.
Love it. That sounds amazing. What a fun way to get everyone involved and, you know, get some good food out of it. So that's perfect.
Yeah. And you can't do that everywhere.
No, you know? Really can't.
You can't, unless you're paying a lot of money to get those oysters shipped in. And then, you know, you're getting that fresh oyster down here. And we do have a lot of oyster farms and cultivators and farmers and fishermen. And so we're in this mecca of amazing seafood.
You really are. I mean, you have the shrimp festival, got oysters, just the waterfront festival where you get all that good seafood anyways. Yeah. You guys are literally living the seafood dream. I love it. Awesome. Thank you so much, Ashley. And thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll talk to you all next time. This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Natasha Lai, produced by Relic.